A Lincoln MKZ glides easily through a tight figure eight of cones on Southwest Research Institute's San Antonio campus. Mark Albon and Chris Kozak aren't driving, even though Albon is behind the wheel.
So we can pretty much drive to anywhere that we can plan, that the computer can plan a path to you, more or less.
Unless you call pushing start on a tablet driving, as Kozak does.
Select where we want to go, say go, and that's it.
The two work for Southwest Research and are demonstrating their Ranger technology. They say it drives more precisely than any other device.
We can drive on the roads if you want, around campus.
Yeah.
The award-winning Ranger uses a downward-facing camera to basically fingerprint the road and then retrace its steps. The technology can run pre-mapped routes really well, but needs additional help for situational awareness.
All right, take over here.
So Mark Albon takes over when the car gets close to a pedestrian.
We would have passed them, but probably closer than I was comfortable with, so.
Texas doesn't have regulations specifically for testing or operating driverless cars on roadways. On Tuesday, state lawmakers sent a bill creating those rules to Governor Abbott for his signature.
I think what it does is it provides some definitions of these systems.
Ginger Gooden works for the Texas A&M Transportation Institute. She says while there's currently nothing barring tests of driverless vehicles on roadways, there are some ambiguities. For instance, in a car where no one is driving, who's ticketed for an infraction? In Texas.
So this is just saying that the automated driving system and the owner of that system would be responsible.
So present or not, if your name is on the title, you get the ticket. Gooden calls the Texas bill business-friendly. For instance, companies are not required to report data to the state unless there's a court order. They aren't required to specifically register or mark test vehicles and get insurance beyond what you get for a traditional car. State Senator Kelly Hancock wrote the bill and thinks it will encourage developers to work in Texas.
We've seen states that through regulatory action have driven innovation out of their states. And what we want to do here is to establish a statute that addresses the new technologies that does not impede or inhibit the innovation.
California has more regulations and more companies testing cars on its roads. It requires test cars be marked, that companies take out additional insurance, that all companies have a state license, and more. Uber moved its self-driving program to Arizona after clashing with California over its rules, only to return 3 months later. Despite Tesla's claim of a self-driving car out this year, most companies are aiming for 2020, and University of South Carolina Assistant Professor of Law Bryant Walker-Smith estimates there's a lot of miles before they can say an automated vehicle is as safe as a conventional one.
You would need to drive 300 million miles of representative driving without any fatalities. That's a lot of driving.
Regardless of the many obstacles ahead for autonomous vehicle developers, Walker Smith believes driverless cars are a good way to address the nearly 100 deaths per day from human error on U.S. roadways.
We should be concerned about automated driving. We should be terrified about conventional driving.
So in the near future, under the legislation that's likely to become law, you could be riding next to a test vehicle and not know it. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.